too slowly there, and supper, usually a raw salad, to move back onto this because I'm trying to keep this healing flow going through my body. Second day, usually I'll have fruit in the morning, perhaps whole grains or cereal and salad at lunch, and then I might move the steamed vegetables and grains for supper. Third day, on a three-day fast, you can reserve back to a normal diet, though I recommend beginning to look at what do I introduce in my body that destroys the immune system? What do I do introduce in my body that builds the immune system? Do I live a life of abstinence? No. Moderation, not abstinence. Moderation, not abstinence. Thus, I live in divine health. Breaking a normal fast from 5 to 14 days. Continue with the water. The first day, I'd follow the same thing. A very small piece of fruit. Watermelon or cantaloupe is the best because it's basically water. Based applesauce or apple or pear, chewing very slowly, small portions. Then maybe every 2 hours I'll have just a small piece of fruit, a slice or two of fruit. I try to take the skin off of any of the fruit because it's harder to digest on this first day. And I'll just stay with the fruit on the first day after coming off a long fast. The second day, begin with fruit or applesauce or watermelon in the morning. Lunch, I'm raw vegetables, just a small, very small salad, chewing it very slowly. I may snack a little bit on some fruit or applesauce. Supper, follow the same thing. The third day, I'll have fruit or breakfast again. Lunch, I'll move to maybe a little bit larger portions of raw vegetables. Supper, I may move on the third day now to some type of vegetable soup with no fat, very little seasoning to it. Fourth day, fruits and grains for breakfast, the steamed vegetables, maybe rice and potatoes for lunch. Supper the same as above. By day 5 or 6, I'll start moving back to my normal diet. That's on a 5 to 14 day fast. Some of the nutritional books give this pattern to a 3 to 21 day fast for coming. My Lee Bruno, Fast Your Way to Health would be an excellent one. The chapter in the Nutrition and Fasting book on Go Natural by Mark Berkler has got a lot of scientific evidence in that for how fasting heals your body. Any questions up to that point? I know we've covered a lot. I'm going quickly and going through it, yes.
You said something about colloidal minerals, but what about vitamin supplements?
Some people say take no vitamin supplements during fast. Other people say it's okay. I still take vitamin C, E, and A, and antioxidant I'll take during a fast, and not everyone will I do it. The colloidal minerals have to be in liquid form, not in pill form. Any vitamins that you take, you don't want to take in tablet form. They don't dissolve fully. You have to take them in gel cap form. Instead of vitamins, I take more herbs than anything else, and detoxifying and cleansing herbs. I don't take them all the time. I take them a month on, a month off. Now garlic, cayenne, if you was to take one herb, just one herb a day, the best one to take is cayenne. Cayenne's one of the cleanest, detoxifying, purifying. It's an enhancer of the other vitamins and nutrients within your body. It's an excellent one. A person who takes cayenne probably rarely will ever get any type of ulcer. Cleanses the blood, and the blood in the Bible in Genesis, it says that literally the life is in the blood. And so I take things to purify the blood. And if you look in that one thing on healing, a doctor wanted to try the experiment of how blood was, and this is in some nutritional book, I think it was in Go Natural by Martin Werkler. A doctor wanted to try an experiment of how blood will keep a heart beating if the blood is pure. And he took a chicken heart and put it in a blood-type solution, and that chicken heart lived 27 years in a saline solution, changing this blood saline solution every day. And one day, his assistant forgot to change the solution, and the heart died. So what can we take that purifies the blood? So this is one part of my whole seeking to rebuild my immune system is what do I do, what can I take into my body that rebuilds or purifies the whole blood system? Garlic, cayenne, lemon water, lemon's a diuretic, So I drink a lot of that. I continue through those things during the fast. If God says it's okay, if He says go on a water fast and let nothing else go, I go on a water fast. But that's part of the preparation of the fast. Okay, God, what type of fast do I want to do? Again, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5 of mine do involve nutritional fasting. And I've covered a lot of the basis of it. I'll still take the garlic. I'll still take the cayenne. I'll still take usually the gel cap of the antioxidants, the C, E, and the beta carotene. I'll still take the gel cap of that. If it irritates your stomach, then stop taking it. For me, it doesn't irritate my stomach at all. Others, it may. Now, what I do is I'm normally doing a fruit juice in the morning, so I'm taking the supplements and the herbs with the fruit juice. But then I've heard other people say you shouldn't take any of that. You have to find out what works for you. And they say it irritates your stomach. It doesn't irritate mine. If it irritates yours, don't take it. Cayenne irritates a lot of people's stomach. I like the feeling. I'll take 2 or 3 caps of that just to get the fire inside. But I like jalapeno peppers, you know. Other questions concerning up to what we've covered thus far, Mike? Mm-hmm.
When you do an extended fast, you do get cold.
Yes.
What do you feel when they try to do you ever want to
Yes. Good question, and we didn't get to. What do I do when I get cold? I warm up a broth. I make a broth of potato, cabbage, carrots, a little bit of parsley, garlic. I'll put that all in a pot, and I'll let it boil for 15 or 20 minutes, and I'll skim off nothing but the broth. And then I sip on that broth during the fast. Usually at night in the wintertime, I've got a broth in the refrigerator. Boy, my kids have got a hold of that pitcher a couple of times, and they've let me have it, you know, and they try drinking that. So now I have my fasting shelf in our refrigerator, and they know, don't touch Dad's shelf, you know, and then there's just little things like that. I will take a warm bath. My wife, if she takes a warm bath, she freezes. I can take a warm bath, and I finally warm up. Not a hot bath. A warm bath. And now I crawl out of my warm bath. I don't stand up out of it. But I get up slowly and crawl over to my bed. Because you... Lemon water? I don't warm up lemon water. You can. I don't like the taste of it warming up. That's why I've gone to the broth. And that broth also is a tremendous detoxifier because you put garlic in there. And I put cayenne. I like hot stuff. So I put cayenne in my broth. Because I like it hot. You may not, but it's a detoxifying thing that's washing and cleansing the colon. See, I see all this stuff taking place in my body. I see that when I'm taking cayenne, I'm taking this, I see my colon being washed and cleansed and purified. It takes the average person 7 years to cleanse a colon when he starts. Now, I've been in this about 8 years, so I've probably got a clean colon. How do I know if my colon's clean or not? Well, what's your normal breath odors and what's your normal gas odors? What's the normal odors after you've had a bowel movement? You can have a bowel movement with no smell to it whatsoever. What's the smell? The putrefied, undigested foods that have been laying in your colon for months and months. You've got stuff in you that's been laying there 7 years, 10 years. And it rots and it putrefies and it creates the intense smells. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, Maya, they're getting in, revealed now. You need to realize, 8 years ago, 8 years ago, I was a total junk food junkie, completely. But my whole immune system shut down, and I ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome and adrenal gland burnout. And a person in the church, I was a staff up at Evangel Cathedral, a clinical nutritionalist and doctor said, within a year, you can totally be changed. Are you willing to let me disciple you for a year? I was willing, but not in body I wasn't. And he started me with, just start with the 3 white deaths. Just take white flour, white sugar, white salt out of your body. Just go to sea salt and do that for a month. I started there. And then he added more, and then he added more, and he took me into a whole nutritional system. And when I was following his plan, there was energy. When I wasn't following his plan, I was heavy all the time. And so I've gotten more serious over an 8-year progression that I've just found. When I'm eating the Genesis diet, I'm eating God's ordained, there's much greater health, there's much greater energy. I can move into a lifestyle of fasting without all the problems. God just began to rebuild my immune system. I don't have fatigue problems anymore. I went to Poland in June. I ate everything they threw at me. I mean, Polish sausage, everything. And it was wonderful. It was glorious. It didn't shut me down. I still had all the energy flow. Now, 4 or 5 years ago, if I'd have done that, I'd have come home. I'd have been like that the whole time I was there. But God's healed that. Now, if I went back to that diet, how long would it take for me to go back into some of that old phase? I'd be there within a few months or a year or two, certainly. But now I literally have this energy level that I walk in almost all the time, even through the fast. But it's been over the years of rebuilding my immune system. Every thought, everything I'm doing, rebuilding my immune system. Because I don't know about you, I plan on living to be 120 years old. Because too many people, men and women of God, that have gathered a lifetime of wisdom, by 65, 70 years old, their body shuts down, and now God's put all this wisdom within this vessel, and Satan says, well, I can't get them to have an immoral relationship. I can't get them on ethylness and get wiped out because of finances. I can't get them because of sin in his life, so where I'm going to go after him, I'm going to go after his diet to where at least I can stop him by the time he's 70 years old, because I sure don't want him pouring all that wisdom and all these pastors he's going to disciple. I never plan on retiring. I mean, when I'm 90 years old, there's going to be pastors in my home all the time. They're going to be sitting there drinking and sitting at my feet from the wisdom and knowledge. I'm going to be fathering them. I'm going to be discipling them. I'm going to be traveling all over the world for the kingdom of God. Satan's not going to steal 1 year of effectiveness from my life. Well, that's been my challenge for why I live the lifestyle I live. And again, I don't talk this too often because it puts people in a guilt trip or a condemnation trip or why am I not doing this or not doing that. But you knew what we were going to cover when you came. You just had no idea it was going to be so deep.
If you would like to order this tape set or any other material available at Shiloh Place Ministries, you may reach us at 843-365-8990 or write to us at Shiloh Place Ministries, Post Office Box 5, Conway, South Carolina, 29528. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. For our friends comfortable with a computer, log on to our website for the latest Shiloh Place itinerary and news at www.shilohplace.org. Or you may email us at info@shilohplace.org.